Hey guys, so welcome to Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast, where we like to have fun, meet new people, and the real world for a few minutes. Art and skateboarding is the main focus of our company, but we are very versatile and enjoy a lot of things. If you would like to check out our artwork at 710 High Street, Freeport, PA, 16229, or check out our Facebook page. My name is Cheyenne McGuff, and I thank you all for tuning in this episode. So today, we are going to be interviewing Everett Foster. So, Everett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, Cheyenne.
Okay, that is great. So, what do you like to do for work?
So,
what do you like about it?
So, I have multiple jobs right now. My main priority right now is Morbid Arts and Broken Boards, mm-hmm. and also my children's books I write. And then I also work at Whole Foods part-time. And then I also work at a warehouse part-time where I cut wood ends off for a Friends of the Family's company. But yeah, Morbid Arts and Broken Boards and my children's books are the main focus and main career goal for me.
Well, I hope that we get a lot more people.
I do as well. That'd be pretty awesome, wouldn't it?
Please come down and buy our stuff.
Yeah, please, people.
Yes. So, what are your hobbies and interests?
So, I do really enjoy skateboarding. I've been skateboarding for like 18 years now. And I really love hockey. Everything about it. I love playing it. I love watching it. And I really enjoy music a lot, too. Music is, I play a couple of instruments. And music has always kind of been there for me whenever I time need.
So, what instruments? Like, what kind?
Most of the time, really lately, I've been focusing on bass. Bass guitar. Just picked up one. My very first one from a friend. And I really like it. It's a really fun instrument to play.
I self-teach myself to play the piano, and my cousin's going to teach me ukulele.
There you go.
That's neat.
That's awesome.
And so,
we need to start a band.
Yeah, we need to. Please come join that. Okay, so who is your favorite musician or band?
So I'm kind of all-around music. I love the Beatles. I'd say they're my all-time. But lately, I've been really liking the band Ghost. And I think they're like my favorite New Day band. But the Beatles and Black Sabbath and Queen are my three go-tos.
Why do you like them?
Well, Ghost, they are totally not what they sound like. They sound very poppy and very catchy, but when you look at them, they're very
goth and emo.
They're creepy looking.
They're me.
Yeah, and I say that they're really interesting and their lyrics are awesome and they're dark too, which I think is why I like them. But again, their music and their instrumentals are ridiculous.
That's neat. So, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, I have to say, is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Because, well, not only that, but I have the whole arm tattoo, sleeve of Nightmare Before Christmas. So I really enjoy that movie. As well as, I actually started watching this. I watched this new movie that I picked up last week called American Satan. And I think that's my new favorite New Day movie. It's a really good rock and roll based movie. And it's pretty dark as well. So I would say check out American Satan.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my favorite movies. Any of Tim Burton's work is my favorite because his art style is so neat.
He's a genius.
He's one of the best creators
out
there.
Even his books are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like his children's books are awesome.
Yeah, they look so dark, but yet they're so funny at the same time and so fun.
Oh yeah, he's such a creative person.
So, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book has to be the Harry Potter series as a bulk. I do like Lord of the Rings as well. My favorite book without a series, though, has to be the book called Horns, which is written by Stephen Hill. Or no, I'm sorry. His last name's Hill. What's his first name? I can't remember his first name right now. But it's actually Stephen King's son. And there's a movie based on horns too, which is
I saw that. It's got Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
I didn't see the whole thing. I've seen trailers and stuff.
It's really good, and the book part of it is really awesome too. And like I said, it's Stephen King's son under a different name because he wanted to be famous on his own.
Why do you like it?
So why do I like horns?
Yeah.
I think just because the darkness behind it is really cool. I think that the story was so creative, and yeah, it's kind of dark, but yet it's also a thriller, and it's also like, it's spooky in its own way. It's not horror, but it is a very, creatively done story.
Well, like we did, like I said in the last one, I do like Stalin's Ghost because that is, it's just a mystery, a horror. It's like kind of scary, but then it's also got different elements at the same time, which are really, really neat to me.
Yeah.
It's like mystery and scariness. That's what I like. So, what would you, like, what would your superpower be?
I think that my superpower would probably be, I'm going to say it'd be teleporting.
Oh.
I think, like, Nightcrawler, I think that'd be awesome. Because there'd be no more running late. There'd be no more, like, even if I slept in like I did today.
Yeah.
I'd be able to just say, okay, storefront. And there I am, you know, in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
And for work, I think there'd be so much more time in the day if you could just say instantly that you wanted to be somewhere else than you could be. I think there'd be a lot more time for doing special activities, a lot of time for to keep up on your own life.
Yeah. Well, you know what the best superpower would be with the teleporting? Is if you had, if you were in Naruto and you knew the shadow manipulation jutsu, and you can make you could clone yourself.
Yeah.
And you could be in different places. You could tell them where to teleport.
That'd be awesome. That'd be and if you're in the middle of a battle, you can teleport right over here, you can teleport over there, and you could really win the battle with that then.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like this morning, if you were being lazy and you didn't want to be here, you could tell one of your shadow clones to come here.
There we go.
So
there we go.
Neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you can meet a famous person, who would it be?
I think there's actually two people I'd really love to meet. And that would be Kurt Cobain. And I would also say Johnny Depp. Kurt Cobain, one of the best musicians to ever live. And I think that his life and his story behind, like, all Nirvana songs, I think are incredible. And I think he showed true meaning with them. And just his writings, I think we'd have a lot, maybe not a lot in common, but a lot to discuss. And then Johnny Depp is just so well-rounded as an actor that I think that he'd be one of the most interesting people just from all the movie roles he's played, and plus being the musician, too, that he is.
Yeah.
I think that we'd have a lot of good things to talk about.
Yeah, my favorite four characters that he's ever played, like he played, I like Willy Wonka, the Mad Hatter, Captain Jack Sparrow, and he played a vampire.
Oh, Dark Shadows.
Yeah,
those
are the four characters that I like that he played.
I think my favorite are, you know what? I really like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Another one that I like.
I really like What's Eating Gilbert Grape. That's a really good one. That's maybe one of the ones that more just him, and it's an old movie.
Yeah.
I also really do like Captain Jack. That one's pretty awesome.
I dressed up as him for kindergarten once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Walking around here.
I also really do like that new movie that, the Orient Express, where he gets killed in it.
Oh, no.
And, but the story kind of falls around, like that. It's a book, but it's written kind of like the style of the game Clue.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. But that's more of a not as intricate part. It's more of a just dramatic part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say Johnny Depp would be awesome.
Forgot about Lone Ranger too.
Oh yeah, Lone Ranger. I always pictured Lone Ranger to be kind of like an Indian version of Captain Jack. That's kind of how I saw him.
The way his face paint was on, you could tell that he played it so well.
Oh yeah.
Okay. If you had $1 million to spend, how would you?
Well, I would do, I would honestly pay a lot of my bills off. And I have a lot of bills, a lot of mistakes I've made, and I'd get pretty well handled with that.
Yep.
I would also maybe buy like a bigger car of some sort, like maybe a truck or a SUV.
Bigger,
you know,
van.
Yeah.
Just like have a lot more room.
Yeah, and whenever we haul art stuff, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
I'd also branch out with Morbid Arts and Broken Boards and take care of some stuff and really focus on using the money wisely to better the company and to do stuff that I really need to do with the company and really want to do. Mm. And, you know, I think that'd be really good that we all could benefit from that.
Mm. So, another question for you. Where is your favorite place to be?
My favorite place, honestly, is either a skate park, you know, one that I really like, or honestly, I will say that my other favorite place is being at the storefront. I think it's really cool to be somewhere where all the art is and where we create and where we can just be around and where we have family and friends here with us and where we can just kind of be ourselves and see what we're doing new with it. I think that's a great thing. I think I definitely said this is one of my favorite places to be.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, for me, because I'd rather stay at home and do other things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you?
So the craziest thing that ever happened to me was the original way how I lost my tooth when I was older, after I had braces and everything. I was skating this brand, at the time it was brand new, and it was the skate park in Cranberry, and which is like my home park, and I was board sliding this rail, and I flipped over and hit my face off the ground, and ended up having to get stitches in my mouth, and then they were able to put the tooth back in, and then it actually fell out again playing hockey later, years down the road. But now I got that fixed now again, and hopefully the last time we're going to be good. Yeah, and it was crazy though, because luckily I was under the age where I couldn't drive, and my mom was actually at the skate park and was able to drive me to the dentist. And I actually went skating that night again after they put my tooth back in. So that was kind of crazy. I'd say, that made me fear rails kind of though while skateboarding now, and I have done them since, but it's always kind of like I'm always very careful.
Smaller rails,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm always a lot more careful whenever I'm doing a rail now, and to think that I could knock on my front tooth again.
Yeah. If it comes out again, just leave it alone.
Yep.
What is your favorite thing about Morbid Arts and Broken Boards?
I really like Morbid Arts and Broken Boards, how we have all come together, and how we are branching out, even though we're doing it slowly. I really like the fact, though, that everything we do is good promotion for us. I really like the fact, too, that Dark Lock Production works with us so well, that the sister company in our store, kind of. I really like that, you know, we all work together as that family group, and I like to see where we've all been through and what we're all doing to expand the company out. And it is a lot of hard work. But I think that someday down the line here, it will pay off, and I think we'll have a good time, and I think we'll have a really good career out of it.
And the fact that we're all friends.
Oh,
that's the best
exactly.
Part about it.
Exactly. I think that the friend basis and the friend network is really what it's all about. I mean, you see how many outside artists we have in the store, too.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the greatest thing about this. Another great thing about this is that the connection that we're all building together and working together. I think that's one of the best things that we could ask for.
Mm-hmm. So now, we're going to play a game called Five Things that I introduced to you.
Oh, yeah.
The basis of Five Things, you ask someone a thing, like, name five things, or what is five things, and then they answer with five things that they'd want or do.
Of course.
So, we're going to ask you five things right now.
Alrighty.
What five things... hold on. What is a good one that's not offensive?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Family friendly.
Yeah, you can do this if it's offensive if it's offensive, do it outside or do it on your own time.
Not for company promotions.
Yeah, for here, don't do it, otherwise you'll be. Okay.
Wouldn't be good.
Yeah, not be good. Okay, so five things. What five things would you say to someone if they were being rude to you?
Alrighty, I would say back off.
Okay, number one.
Number two. Don't be a bully.
Two. Remember, not offensive.
Yeah.
This is gonna be hard.
So I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But I would give them the stink eye.
Three.
I would just stare at them like, hey, hey, like, hey you.
I just stare at them creepily and then make sure they walk away.
Yeah.
That always works.
So number four, I would say, don't make me get out my skateboard.
Four. Oh no.
It can be kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And five, I would say, please, sir. Please be nicer to the other humans on this world.
Okay. Five. Okay. Now you're gonna ask me five things.
Alrighty.
That's how it works.
Cheyenne.
Yes.
What are your five favorite kinds of candy?
Ooh. That's hard because there's over a million. Well, there are some different, like, types of Japanese candy. So, it's not really a candy, it's a drink. So, it's called, I can't really pronounce it right. I think it's called Ramune, but they're, like, little sodas in glass bottles. So, I do like those.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about those.
Yeah, I showed them to you, too. So, there's one. I really like Sour Patch Kids because I like any sour candy.
I love those, too.
So, two. I really like, lollipops, any type.
Okay.
They're good.
Like Tootsie Pops or not?
Yeah, any type.
Okay.
As long as they don't have bugs in them.
Yeah.
I'll only eat those ones in front of my friends to gross them out.
Yeah.
Own time, no.
Those are weird.
Four. I really, really like... What are they? I like gummy bears.
Gummy bears?
Gummy bears are good.
Those are always a good one.
Yeah. And then for three? Five. Yeah, five. I'm getting... for Christmas, my mom was thinking about getting a giant box of Japanese... Like, not a really big box, but a box of Japanese candies Hot Topic.
Okay.
For me for Christmas. So I'll get to see all the snacks and the candies there. So I'm super excited about that. So that's
awesome.
Five.
Awesome. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me how those are then.
Yeah. So, thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
It has been a pleasure to know you because you usually do all these things and people don't know much about you.
Yeah.
So now they get to know about you a lot more.
Thank you, Cheyenne, for interviewing me. I hope you had fun switching it a little bit.
Yeah,
and
it was neat.
You did good. I think you're a very good MC.
I hope so.
So you might have to do a little bit more of these with me.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll interview some more people, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll get a couple friends.
Oh yeah. Here. Let's do it.
Friends and family members.
Friends and family, and let's keep this going, all right?
Yeah, so I hope you guys come back next time and hear us. So maybe I'll be doing this again with one of my friends or one of my family members. Or Everett will do this with one of his friends and his family members, and I'll be there also. So, yeah.
Thanks, Cheyenne. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Dab.
Bye, guys.
Meep. Oh, my gosh.
Hey guys, what's going on? The music segments we use in this episode of Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast was 96 Quiet Bitter Beings by the band CKY and also the song Square Hammer by the band Ghost. Thank you guys for tuning in and keep on listening. Thanks.